George Michael there, hand to mouth. You are on In Your Face here at 3CR with James, joined by Rachel Cook from Thorn Harbour Health to chat about wise words, intergenerational storytelling. Tell us all about it, Rachel.
Well, you know, it's our sixth year, but our fifth event because of, you know, COVID, as we were just chatting about, it stole one of those years. So, yeah, it's our fifth event, and every time we do it, I think, how are we going to match what we did last year with the caliber of writers and activists and people who we have telling their stories? And somehow we pull it off every year, and I have this panic about a month before of like, oh my God, it's not going to happen. And then it always pulls together, and this year's lineup, again, I'm just so excited about.
Well, tell us all about them.
Okay, so I'll start with a bang. Okay?
Please, love that.
We have Kate Rowe, and for people who don't know who Kate is, Kate was a 78er, as in was one of the people to attend the first Mardi Gras, got arrested, put in jail. Kate at that point was newly out, and so I mean, what a way to come out, to
in
go
the
to
the Sydney Morning Herald. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
And Kate has written an amazing memoir called How the F Would I Know? And so Kate's getting a lot of attention at the moment, was on Conversations with Richard Feidler the other day, and really an extraordinary person, an amazing life. Kate is our, so what we do is with Wise Words, our angle is that we have tried to have someone from every generation, so from their 20s to their 80s. We don't always make 80, but we try as hard as we can. Kate is 76. I think that's close enough. And so we've got, you know, wonderful Kate Rowe. Then we go on to, okay, I'm going to have to mention another radio station briefly. We have Crystal DiNapoli, who does the brilliant show Indigenuity on Triple R. Crystal is like, you know, if you talk about high achieving, you just read half of Crystal's bio and you're like, wow, you know, just off the planet. Crystal is an astrophysicist, an author, you name it. So, and just such a talented, an incredible Gumurai woman, and it'll be so amazing to hear from Crystal. We then have, this one is just also, I'm so excited. And James, of course, you will remember Head On.
Oh, of course.
So we have Mira Robinson, who was with her partner Anna Kokkinas, who is the person who converted, not converted, what is the word? When you change it from a book into a film, who adapted Loaded into Head On. And also did Only the Brave, and also is an incredible novelist in her own right, Mira Robinson. Jax Bulstrode, who is a young queer author and poet, and again, incredibly talented. Their book, Coal de Sac Rabbits, is just one of the most beautiful reads of poetry. And so we have, you know, different genres and all that sort of thing as well. We have Candy Bowers, who many people will know who are listeners of this show, who is our MC, but Candy will also be doing some of her own work. And we also have, now this is going to be, I don't know how we're going to pull this one off, but there's another show happening at Midsummer at the moment called Mutton. That's the name of the performance duo. They are this amazing crew from up in Northern Rivers Way. They're doing a show. They're actually finishing their show at Midsummer, jumping in a cab and racing over to our venue to do a spot.
Oh, well,
you
love that, don't you? That energy.
And then, we have the incredible Cherry Zhang, who won the Ireland Nonfiction Award for her work. Cherry is a young Cantonese writer and also pole dancer. So it's always a really eclectic mix, not just from age groups, but also from multicultural backgrounds, different gender identities, different sexualities. But our angle is really that we really try to represent from every decade.
Wow, so they're going to talk about being a pole dancer?
I can't tell you what they're going to talk about, James. I don't know. I know some of them I already know, but some of them I don't. So you'll have to come along. And yeah.
That energy of like doing a show, jumping in a cab and hurtling over to Reed Street in North Fitzroy to do Wise Words, I mean, that will really kind of make them quite, they'll be really high.
They already are that way. So it's going to be a great way to end, because you know the night takes you on a really amazing journey. And I don't want to sound cheesy, but there is a healing element to the night. You know, it's often sold out. It's a room full of people because of the way it's set up, being intergenerational, that you'd have really young people to people who are much older, all coming together, sharing these experiences. So, you know, there's often tears, there's always lots of laughter. And it is, but it does have this really sort of nurturing and healing energy about it as well. And I really encourage people to hang around and mingle.
Well, that's
the
thing, isn't it? Because that gives people the community connections, which so many people are starved of these days, face-to-face, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we are seeing more and more of that when we offer workshops or events and we say, how do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? And when we say the community, how do you want to do it? It used to be for a while after COVID, it was still online or hybrid. People are all about face-to-face now, which is so great to see. And, you know, I noticed the energy at Wise Words last year was we also had Joan Nessel last year, who just, you know, Joan does her thing and then goes off on a complete tangent. But of course, everyone went on the ride, and of course, people stayed around for ages to talk to Joan afterwards. So yeah, we really encourage that. And I think at the bargain that it is, $10 with food and drinks included, that you know, there's generally lots of stuff left over. So you know, stay on. Stay on for the party.
You must be reading a lot of books to curate this event, right?
Well, do you know, it's a spoken word event. And I guess one of the other points of difference from other spoken word events is that not everyone's an author or a writer. So we have sometimes people who are activists. One of the really most moving pieces we ever had, we had one of the former presidents from Dykes on Bikes, who had never done public speaking before, who had never written a word, but she had an incredible story of going through what it was like in the 70s coming out and having her children taken away from her for being a lesbian. And wow, I mean, you know, that story, that was TJ White, that story just silent, when the room's always quiet anyway, but that story just floored people. So we don't always go for big name writers. Of course, we always have at least one or two of those within the mix, but often people, they might be emerging, but they also might just be people who have got an incredible story and we think it'd be great to share with our communities.
What year was that when she lost her kids because of her sexuality?
It was in the 70s.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember TJ talking about, at that point, she was getting really involved with women's rights and marching. I think it was it Reclaim the Streets? Marches, it was one of those marches, and having being in the crowd and sort of having to like and feeling really supported, but at the same time just bereft because she's fighting this movement and at the same time going through fighting to keep her children.
You are the women's officer at Thorn Harbour Health. What are you working on?
Well,
apart from Wise Words.
Yeah. I tell you what, you know, it's such an interesting journey, going from journalism into working in queer health and realizing the inequities we already know about, but really seeing the inequities in depth, and how things are taking still so long to change, especially for queer women and people who have come from transgender diverse backgrounds as well, identities as well, and so, but I would say in the last 3 years, we have seen a real shift in terms of government giving us funding. Do you know, I mean, I get really on my high horse about this. LGBTIQ women are on every priority population list in every health strategy that comes out and yet get the least funding of any group. And we really saw in the last couple of years, as we've been getting some funding from that, how that has changed in terms of, you know, I wish there was things I could announce now, but I'll hint at them. We're going to be having, you know, we have a clinic in 200 Hoddle Street, and we're going to be actually having some clinics that are really geared towards LGBTIQ women and trans masc people in the coming year and two. That's something that we've been fighting for a really long time. We are just getting that over the final hurdle. Yeah, so I guess, you know, the conference, the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference, we had some funding for that. It was the very first time we had funding for that after it running since 2016, the difference that made. So I guess we're keeping fighting, we're keeping plugging away, and things I can say for the first time, I can say confidently, I feel for myself, things for our communities are shifting.
What are the biggest inequalities that you're observing as the women's officer at Thorn Harbour?
I think that, especially from a state funding and federal funding level, that queer women have been very much included in the broader community women's health for a long time. It was very, because there's hardly any research. It's that classic thing that there's no money for research, so there is no research. When you've got no research, you can't apply for funding because you've got no facts to back it up. So it's this really frustrating circle that we deal with all the time. So I could say, when you say what's the most, you name it, because we're not recognised as being what we are now, because there is some research coming out. But, you know, in terms of, we have higher rates of alcohol and drug use compared to the broader population. We have much lower rates of screening for breast cancer, cervical cancer. We have much alarmingly high levels of psychological distress and mental health issues compared to not just the broader community, but compared to others within our LGBTIQ community as well. So it's across the board. It's slow, hard and tough work, but as I said, it's shifting. We are having people now in higher places who are actually beginning to listen, and that's been really heartening.
So people are still invisible. You know, their health issues are invisible. Yep. You know, the research is invisible. The funding's kind of invisible still, but getting better. You know, like that term invisibility is something that, you know, queer women have been talking about forever, and it's still there.
It's absolutely still there. And I think that's for a variety of reasons, but I think it's, you know, one of the things I see is that's why it's so important for our event like Wise Words, that it was geared. I mean, you know, we have brilliant spoken word events like Queer Stories, and there are so many spoken word events, and they always do really well because it's such a beautiful setting to hear these stories. You can be a room full of people, but it feels like you've been spoken to one-on-one. But we really wanted to really gear this particular event to LGBTIQ women, and of course it's non-binary inclusive, because we wanted to really elevate those voices. I've been to queer writers events where the majority of voices are coming from cis gay men. And of course, everyone deserves a voice, but sometimes I think, you know, we've got to really look after our minorities within minorities. And that's why I think it's this night is such a great night in terms of the stories that you hear are often stories that you will never have heard before. And as I say, often we don't always have writers and published authors. They're often people from community as well.
Wise Words is Thursday, the 5th of February, 6:30 to 8:30 at 75 Reed Street, North Fitzroy. Rachel Cook from Thorn Harbour Health, always great to see you at 3CR.
And you too.
3CR.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.